Good morning.
Morning.
早上好。
It's a pleasure to be with you again today after having a week's vacation up in beautiful Tahoe.
在一个星期的非常美丽的 Tahoe 那边休假之后，再回来跟弟兄姊妹们一同相聚，感到非常喜乐。
I want to tell you that the snow is beautiful and it's cold.
那里的雪非常的美丽，但是比较的冷。
This is an opportunity today for me to speak about Thanksgiving.
今天有机会跟大家分享感恩的信息。
The songs that we worshiped with and sang this morning remind us again and again of the many things that we ought to be thankful for.
今天早晨我们不只唱了一首感恩的歌，来提醒我们有很多的事我们要向神献上感恩。
I've said to you often that there is no way that we can count all of our blessings and name them one by one.
我常跟弟兄姊妹们说，神给我们的恩典太多了，以至于我们没有办法将他们一一能够数算得清。
Over my 55 years in the ministry, I've loved to hear the stories of people.
在我55年的这样的服事的中间，我非常喜欢听弟兄姊妹的这样的见证的故事。
I've also enjoyed reading a great deal about people who've lived the Christian life.
我也非常喜欢读弟兄姊妹们怎么样来过一个基督徒生活这样的事迹。
A number of weeks ago, I took out one of the pictorial directories from this church. Picture book.
几个星期前我翻开了一个照相本。
You remember that we had a time when we took the pictures of all the people and put it with their telephone numbers and their addresses.
Oh yeah.
我想不知道弟兄姊妹有没有记得，曾经我们在那个通讯录上，我们把电话号码记下来，同时也把照片放上去。
It was a lot of fun just to see some of your pictures and to realize that we're all getting older.
非常有意思，当我看到这些照片的时候，觉得我们好像都变得年纪变大了。
But it caused me to think, I wish there was a way that you could write me the story about your life.
我想很有意思的那就是如果能够我们把我们每个人的故事也写上去告诉我。
I think it would be most interesting to read about the way that you have lived your life and what God has done for you.
非常其实如果大家能够分享出来我们到底是怎么样在主的带领下我们来度过我们的日子。
This morning we're going to see a passage of scripture that we have just read that talks about God's greatness.
今天早晨我们一同来分享经文上所说的我们的感恩的那些的经文。
I'm sure that you've all heard the stories about the pilgrims who came to America many years ago.
我想我们大家都比较熟悉当初那些清教徒到北美来的那样一段故事。
The Pilgrim Fathers that landed in Plymouth Rock over 300 years ago knew nothing of the affluent times that we would enjoy.
三百多年前当那些先父们来到这里的时候来到这个新大陆的时候并不是很像我们现在那样知道这些这里的情形。
During that first long winter, 7 times as many graves were made than homes for people to live in.
7 graves.
They
dug 7 graves. More than they did for people to live in.
第一个冬天有超过七个坟墓墓地。
During that time, they dug more graves than there were homes.
在那个年代，事实上是他们建造那个坟墓的数量要超过建家的数量，要有七个以上。
I will remember that you think in terms. I think in terms of numbers. You think in terms of what's the other formula? Never mind. Okay, but the pilgrims had a great deal to be proud of and to be grateful for.
但是在那个时候，那些的清教徒们，他们仍然非常的感恩。
They had a custom that on Thanksgiving Day they would set a plate in front of every individual.
在那个时候他们有一个习惯，就是在感恩节的时候，他们在他们面前放一个盘子。
And they would put 5 kernels of corn on each plate.
在当中他们放了7个玉米的那个就珍珠。
And then each person would stand and take each kernel and express what they were thankful for.
每一个人他们选一个然后他们要以此来作为代表来诉说他们要感恩的故事。
It was a way that they remembered the worst of times as well as what God had provided for them.
他们用来感恩是因为在他们最不容易的日子能够经历到主怎样的供应他们。
We have many reasons to be thankful.
我们也应该有很多的原因理由来感恩。
So using the first 5 verses of Psalm 103, I just want to draw your attention to 5 of them.
我们用着诗篇103篇前面那些的经文，我们一同来看五个点。
5 things to praise God for.
五个方面我们来感恩，来赞美主。
I hope that you will read the psalm again and again this week, and up to the point of thanksgiving as well.
我想愿意我们这一周我们不断的能够来读诗篇，以至于我们心里真的能够向神发出感恩。
The first kernel that I find to be thankful for is forgiveness.
第一个点是要感恩的是为着我们得了赦免。
Notice it says He forgives our sins.
他赦免我们的罪孽。
There is no mistaking it.
我们不再被神看作有过犯。
God offers forgiveness.
神他提供了赦免。
Any individual can come to God and receive forgiveness.
每一个人都可以来到神的面前得到赦免。
All we need to do is simply confess our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
我们所要做的就是来到神的面前承认我们的罪，神是公义，是信实的，必要赦免我们一切的过犯。
And the Bible says He will cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness.
我们圣经告诉我们，他要赦免我们一切的那些不义。
Because Jesus died for us, He paid the penalty for our sins to be set free.
因为主死在十字架上，他担当了我们的罪，使我们从罪中得释放。
I never tire of telling people about God's forgiveness.
我从来不觉得厌倦，当我在讲这个点，就是神的赦免的时候。
Notice that forgiveness is a promise of the Father.
我们能够注意到赦免是父神的应许。
Forgiveness is a provision of the Son.
赦免是神的儿子所提供的。
And forgiveness is a proclamation of the Bible.
赦免是圣经的宣告。
And forgiveness is something that we ought to preach about faithfully in our churches.
并且赦免我们应该是那样忠心的来传讲这样一个信息在教会里。
From the depths of our heart ought to well up a sense of gratitude for forgiveness.
在我们的心的深处应该有这个向神深处的感恩的心，为着赦免。
The passage of scripture says that our sins are buried in the deepest sea.
圣经告诉我们，我们的罪被神投到深海中。
Never to be brought up against us ever, ever again.
从此永远不再被提起。
It's good news to know that today we are a people who have been forgiven by God's grace and love.
这实在是个好消息。今天我们因着神的信实和慈爱，我们的罪都被赦免了。
So the first kernel that we give thanks for today is forgiveness.
所以第一个要点我们要感恩的是因为我们得到了赦免。
The second is redemption.
第二个是救赎。
Notice that the passage says, "Who redeems your lives from the pit?"
他告诉我们，他救赎我们脱离罪死亡。
I was reading in preparation of the sermon today the story about the governor of Texas.
为了预备今天的信息，我读了一个故事，是关于德克萨斯州的一位
州长。
He had invited to come to have a meeting with him of many people who were prisoners there in Texas.
他有一次他要与许多的囚犯一同有一个的开一个会。
As each man and each woman sat down before them, they began to tell their story.
每一个男人和每个女人坐在那里的时候，他们都开始诉说他们的故事。
Most of them told the governor how they were accused wrongly.
大部分的人都说他们如何的被诬告、被冤枉了。
Or how they were not judged fairly.
或者说他们没有被按照公正来受审判。
And that the people that represented them didn't do a good job to protect their rights of freedom.
并且说那些来代表他们要为他们说话的那些可能律师可能其他人他们没有为他们说该说的话使他们得释放。
But the governor said there was one person who came to him and said to him, I am guilty.
但是有一位说我是有罪的。
I've learned my lesson.
我从中学了功课。
I've paid my time in prison.
我在这个监狱中我付上了这个代价。
And the governor of Texas pardoned him and set him free.
然后呢，这个德州的那个官员，这个州长呢，就原谅了他，并且赦免了他。
It reminds me of the song that we often sing, "Jesus paid it all."
我常常就想起这样一首诗歌是，耶稣付了一切。
You remember the words, "Jesus paid it all to him I owe."
我们记得里面唱到主耶稣为我们的罪付上了一切代价。
Sin has left a crimson stain.
罪有那个红色的那个的痕迹。
He has washed me whiter than snow.
我们的罪虽如朱红，但被洗得洁白，白如雪。
All we need to do is accept God's redemption and His love and forgiveness, and He redeems us and gives us a new life.
我们感谢主，因着他的爱，他使我们救赎我们的命，脱离死亡。
The first cornerstone that I'm thankful for today then is forgiveness.
第一个要点是赦免。
The second cornerstone is redemption.
第二个是救赎。
He lifted me out of the slimy pit.
他救我们脱离深坑。
He lifted me out of the mire.
他救我们脱离泥沼。
He set my feet upon a rock.
他把我们放在那磐石上。
And he gives me a firm place to stand.
使我们有稳固的根基，我们有稳固的站在那稳固的上面。
Jesus paid it all.
主耶稣付上了一切。
The third kernel of thanksgiving today is healing.
第三个要感恩的这个要点是医治。
The passage says he heals our diseases.
这里讲到他医治我们的疾病。
All healing is divine healing.
所有的医治都是属天的医治。
And all recovery from sickness, injury, and surgery is the result of the healing properties of God.That has been built into our bodies.
所有的这一切，无论是我们受伤，我们得病、手术，各样的医治，都是从神那里来的。
I believe that medicine, surgery, and therapy are merely extensions of God's healing ministry.
我再次相信，无论是医药、手术，各样的医疗方法，实在是神医治的一个延伸。
I look back in my own life, and I see in my family as well as my own life.The many ways that God has used doctors and modern medicine to heal the body.
实在，当我回顾历史，无论是我自己，无论是我们的家人，无论是通过医生还是通过药物等等的治疗，都是从神那边供应来的。
I am so grateful for God's healing, and remember just 11 years ago when I had the stroke.
我非常感恩，感谢神的医治。11年前我得了中风。
Because of prayer and medicine, God has indeed healed.
因着祷告，也因着神提供的药物，神实在医治了我。
This verse does not say that God heals everyone's disease.
这一节的经文没有说神一定医治每一个人的一切的病。
But it is true that He heals all diseases.
但是实在说，神他能够医治一切的病。
There is no disease or sickness that is beyond His healing power.
没有一样的疾病太厉害以至于神的能力不能医治。
Not even what we call incurable.
没有一样的病在神的眼中不可以医治。
My dear brothers and sisters, I remind you again that God is the great physician.
实在我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹们，我们的神实在是伟大，他的一切的供应都是伟大的。
The main truth of what the author of the psalm is saying,
这里诗篇的作者说到
He is speaking to our soul.
他对我们的魂说
Bless the Lord, my soul.Who heals all my diseases.
赞美我们的神，因为他实在医治了我们的魂。
And I believe that our diseases come from the virus of sin.
我实在是相信我们的疾病是因为一个病毒，这样的病毒叫做罪。
But again, because of his forgiveness and redemption, he heals us.
但是因着神的赦免和他的救赎，他实在医治了我们。
The fourth kernel this morning that I would share of thanksgiving is love and compassion.
第四个点，我要分享的是神的慈爱和怜悯。
He crowned you with love and compassion.
他以慈悲和怜悯做我们的冠冕。
I read the story this week in preparation for the message of a man who was a tramp for over 18 years.
我这个星期读了一个故事，是为着准备信息，是讲到有一个人他患了18年的瘸腿。
He lived on the streets and begged for food.
流浪汉。
流浪，他在街上流浪。
One day while he was begging, he touched the shoulder of a man on the street to ask him for some money.
有一天他乞讨，他拍拍人的肩，要希望得到一些钱。
As the man turned around, the young man who was homeless recognized the face of the man to be his father.
这个时候，当他回过头来的时候，他看到那个无家可归的人是他的父亲。
The young man said, "Father, do you recognize me?"
这个年轻人说，父亲，你有没有认出我来？
As his father looked more intently at him, he recognized him and then threw his arms around him and began to cry.
然后他仔细看了看，他认出了他来，然后他就抱着他就哭了。
And he just cried out, "I have found you! I have found you! All I have is yours."
这个时候他哭了，说：“我终于找到你了！我终于找到你了！我所有拥有的一切都是你的。”
Think of it, for 18 years, the father was seeking to find his son.
花了18年的时间，这一位父亲在寻找他的儿子。
Looking for him in order that he could give him all of his wealth.
找他的原因是为了把他自己所用的拥有的一切给他，给这个儿子。
How similar this is to the loving kindness and the tender mercies of the Lord.
神的慈爱怜悯何等的相似。
He seeks out and finds us.
他寻找我们，并且找到了我们。
He forgives us. He redeems us.
他赦免了我们，他救赎了我们。
He heals our diseases.
他医治了我们的疾病。
And he gives us love and compassion.
他将慈悲、将怜悯赐给我们。
The fifth kernel that we are thankful for today is satisfaction and renewal.
五个点，第五个要点关于感恩的是满足和更新。
Notice again in our passage of scripture, it says that he satisfies your desires with good things.
在这里他特别是讲到他供应了我们的需要，并且使我们他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以至于你如因返老还童。
And as a result of satisfying and renewing you, he renews us like eagles.
作为一个结果，他如何的来供应并且来更新我们？我们呢？他用了这个老鹰的比方，我们像老鹰一样如因返老还童。
I think there's a great paradox here in this passage of scripture.
我觉得这里好像是个蛮好的一个比方。
We are satisfied, but we are never satisfied.
也是一个一个像一个悖论一样的，是我们满足，我们又不满足。
It always seems that we want more.
好像我们总是没法满足，要更多。
But the Bible says that He satisfies our thirsty soul.
但是神告诉我们，他满足了我们饥渴的心灵。
And the hungry soul is filled with what is good.
并且我们的魂，我们的心灵被那美物所填满。
I read the story of a man who each day would put a fresh rose in the lapel of his coat.
我读一个人在他每天的外套上，他要放一个新鲜的玫瑰。
The people were always puzzled how the rose petals looked so fresh.
别人都觉得很奇怪，如何这个的玫瑰的像玫瑰花的那样的一个事物，它如何的是保持新鲜。
But if you flip the lapel over, underneath was a vial of water in which the stem of the rose was placed in.
那么如果把它翻出来，你会看到后面一个小瓶子里面有水供好使这个玫瑰能够保持新鲜。
I think it is a great picture of how God refreshes us daily.
我是在从这个当中看到了一个图画，神如何每一天的来更新我们。
We draw from the resources of His love, His compassion.
我们从他的爱，从他的怜悯中，我们来吸取了这样一个使我们可以更新的。
In a sense, the water fills our souls and renews us daily.
属灵的这样一个活水，它使我们的心灵饥渴得到满足，并且每一天来更新我们，让我们每一天保持新鲜。
And we grow and have strength like an eagle.
我们就像鹰一样，我们可以成长，并且我们有力量。
There's three things to know about eagles.
我想关于老鹰有三个点。
They are huge in size.
在尺寸上，他们体积他们非常的大。
They have powerful strength.
并且他们的能力力量也非常大。
And they have longevity.
并且他们活得久。
God's compassion and love and what He fills us with is huge in size.
我们知道神他的怜悯，他的慈爱，他所供应我们的，充满我们的，也是何等的大。
It gives us strength.
他并且给我们力量。
And it is the promise that we will live with Him forever.
并且他应许我们永远的能够跟他能够活在他里面。
This is the result of living a fulfilled, satisfied spiritual life.
这是一个结果，这是一个我们的属灵的生命得到了供应，得到更新的一个结果。
We are constantly being renewed and refreshed and revived.
我们不断的、一直的被更新被不断的带到新鲜并且不断的充满新的活力。
Let me close with two promises.
我想我愿意用两个圣经的应许来结束。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
我们灵魂的神啊，愿你得到赞美。
And all that is within me.
在我的里面。
Bless His holy name.
凡在我里面的，要称颂你的圣名。
Enter His gates with thanksgiving.
当以感谢进入他的门。
And His courts with praise.
当以赞美进入他的院。
Give thanks to Him,
向他感恩
and praise His name,
赞美他的名
Amen and Amen.
Amen.